May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I think one of the saddest things in the world, I've been doing this now for a long time, since 1976. I've been teaching as part of my assignment since 1977, a lot of years. I discovered what it meant for Christ alone to live the Christian life in 1978. That's a lot of years ago. I think one of the saddest things in the world is to find a Christian who doesn't believe that consistent victorious Christianity is a possibility, that it's some kind of pie in the sky thing. No, it's the gospel. And somehow, particularly in this generation, there's this feeling that transparency is the epitome of spirituality. But Christlikeness is the epitome of spirituality, not transparency. Paul said, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. He doesn't say, it's just so great to be weak. And I just want to be honest about my weakness and so we can fellowship together. He said, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. That's the gospel. It's so clear. It's everywhere here. It's when I first started walking with the Lord, I was suffering from mental illness, clinical mental illness, I didn't find any comfort in thinking being honest about my mental illness was going to be the epitome of spirituality. Being set free from it. Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. That we'd be free indeed. Romans 8 talks about the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is a scripture that I love so much. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Chapter 3, I'm sorry. Now let's begin in verse 2. It says, you are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you're a letter of Christ. What kind of letters does Christ write? If you're a letter of Christ, I'm a letter of Christ, is the letter that Christ writes a letter of failure and brokenness and bondage? No, it's a letter of liberty and liberation, freedom, deliverance from the reign of sin. Being manifested that you're a letter of Christ cared for by us, written not with ink, in other words, not human effort, but with the Spirit of the living God, supernatural. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And such confidence we have through Christ toward God. Not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. Such is our confidence through Christ toward God. Not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything as coming from ourselves. This is my confidence. Not that I'm adequate of myself to think anything as coming from myself, but my adequacy is from God. How adequate is God? But the good news is the burden's not thrown on me or you. Because you might say, sometimes I don't have adequate faith. That's okay, Jesus does. And you're one with him. You're in Christ. You've been engrafted into his person. Your inclusion into his life is the gospel. That's what it means to be saved. To be saved means to be in union with Christ. That's what makes you saved. That's what makes you a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. But sometimes you don't have adequate faith, but Jesus does have adequate faith, and he's your life. For you've died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is manifested, you're manifested with him in glory. You know, sometimes I just have a hard time loving people. I just don't feel very adequate. I just prove I'm inadequate loving people, especially those who are not very lovable. But the truth is that it's not about your adequacy. He's adequate, and he's your life to love people through you. He takes your inadequate love and adds his perfect love, and it comes out as yours before God towards people. He said, well, I just don't have adequate patience with some people, but he's your adequacy. So quit beating yourself up. I wrote a thing yesterday that said, sometimes I don't feel like I have adequate faith. And I just said, well, get over yourself. Because it's not about you. Not that you're adequate of yourself to think anything is coming from yourself, but your adequacy is from God. Well, sometimes I just can't face and deal with certain situations. So, get over yourself. You can rest in the fact that he's adequate to face all those situations. I mean, have you ever been in, was it hard for you to do social things? You know, like to walk in certain social environments, is that hard for you? Not that you're adequate of yourselves. Oh, so it's okay that it's hard for you. But it's not okay for you to stay there and then sit around in Christian group therapy and talk about how inadequate you are. Are you inadequate in certain situations? Yes. But guess what? You're in union with one who's adequate, and he's your adequacy. Not that you're adequate of yourself, so think anything is coming from yourself, but your adequacy is from God. And how adequate is he for those situations? In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. And so you can put anything in that where you feel inadequate. It's not just a feeling. I remember me telling the story over the years, as you've been around long enough, that when I came to the place in my life and early on, I said, Lord, I just can't do this Christian life. I'm the biggest failure ever was. And the Lord said, that doesn't surprise me a bit. I always thought you'd turn out to be the failure you turned out to be. Because only in that happening will you discover that I live in you and I want to live my life through you and I will share the adequacy of God with you to do life. And that's when I began. I got healed of my mental illness. Literally happened overnight. Over 40 years ago. And 40 years later, it's more true than it ever was before. So let me just tell you, it wasn't just a thing I went through. Jesus isn't just a thing you go through. He didn't just come to save us from what we've done. He came to save us from who we were, what we've become because of the fall. I love this scripture. Applied to anything. Not that you're adequate of yourselves to think anything as coming from yourself. But your adequacy is from God. And therefore, and such confidence we have through Christ towards God. That kind of confidence isn't arrogance. It's the ultimate expression of humility that says, I can't. And you never said I could. But you can, and you always said you would. Yeah. So my confidence is in his adequacy. And so when I have somebody who comes to me for counseling, I feel inadequate. Man, some of those things that I hear, although, And every generation is different, so. But you know what? He's a wonderful counselor. And so I have confidence that Jesus is going to do a great job. When I pray for people, do I feel inadequate? Oh my gosh, I don't feel quite as inadequate when I pray for a headache as I do for cancer. I need to get over myself. That's being bent towards me again. What I can do, what I'm adequate for. It's not about my adequacy. He's a great physician, not just a wonderful counselor. So again, I tell the story. We're about to go to Africa again, but Karen last year prayed for that lady whose child had anencephalitis, which means it's called no brain. That's what they call it. It maybe have a little small brain on the brain stem, but no back of the skull. And though the baby, there's a growth because of the umbilical cord, but there's no, she had not had movement for 8 months. Karen did not pray for that. She'd like rise up and think, well, I know the exact prayer. I've memorized just the prayer for no brain children. And I'm going to make that confession like a formula. She just didn't know what to do. She just prayed. And it happened. The child was healed. Grew a skull, a brain. Timothy felt movement when Karen prayed for him. We didn't know what all that meant, but we got the note letter 3 weeks later that normal baby was born. The doctors had all said, and nobody survives anencephalitis. When, as soon as they're born, they just start dying. Why? How can that happen? How do we do stuff? How do we face life? And how do we do that kind of thing? Because I just feel inadequate for all that stuff, but I don't pay attention to how I feel anymore. It's the truth that sets me free. And I'm in union with one who's more than adequate. Faithful is he who calls you, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, who also will do it, because he's adequate for it, no matter what it is he's called you to. Amen. I love this scripture. I haven't thought about it in a long time. Not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. And my life is hidden with Christ in God. So I get to participate in, enjoy, and manifest the adequacy of Christ. That's my confidence. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.